we present All Gas and Gators. Episode 2, The Bishop Writes a Sermon. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and the postman is walking up the drive of the bishop's palace in the small cathedral city of St. Ogg's. He carries a large square parcel. The bishop opens the front door.
Good morning, postman.
Morning, your lordship.
How are the feet today?
Terrible, your lordship, terrible. Still, it's only another 800 miles to midsummer holiday.
Now, what have you got for us this morning?
I don't know. Unless it's an early Easter egg.
Ah, my new top hat.
Oh, you've treated yourself, have you?
Yes, I'm preaching at my old school on Founders Day next week.
Oh, that must be quite an occasion. I'll bet they're proud of you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I would. I can imagine. Do you know who I was at school with?
No.
Fred Turnpike.
Who? Do I know him?
Sure, he's in all the papers.
Well, he's a bishop, is he?
No, he's captain of the St. Ogg's and District Darts team.
Oh, yes, of course. The best double top in the diocese.
Well, good morning, my lord.
Good morning, postman. Noob!
Yes, my lord, yes.
It's arrived.
Oh, good. I'm just coming, my lord.
I'll go in and finish my breakfast.
Finish? Oh, you started, have you?
Yes, well, I'm rather hungry this morning. Look.
Yes, well, so am I, my lord. I'm starving.
Oh.
What is that?
This schedule is excellent.
Yes, it looks as if it was.
Oh. Did I finish it?
Yes, my lord, yes.
Oh, well, never mind. The sausages are delicious.
Yes, I'm sure they were.
Tell me, did I finish those two?
Well, there aren't any here.
Good. Bishop. Fast toast, will you?
Yes, of course, my lord.
Thank you. Yes, as I say, I really was rather hungry. Oh, no, this homemade marmalade of Mrs. Loose Smalls is really first rate.
Yes, it looks it.
Newt, what on earth is that you're holding?
Who's this? Oh, it's the breastplate for my mama's grave.
I've no idea your mother wrote plays.
Oh, no, my lord, no. Not money. Mama.
Oh.
It's the mama's play the Archdeacon and I are doing with the boys' club. I'm playing the Turkish knight, and I have to fight with some jobs.
A fight, Newt?
You? Oh, we're in mind, my lord. We don't actually strike each other, but St. George wins, and my helmet gets knocked off, which is symbolic. We're all making the costumes ourselves, and there are 30 youths dressed as villagers playing medieval music on combs and toilet paper. My lord, there doesn't seem anything to eat.
Oh, really? Have some toast.
Well, I don't want any toast. I was looking for something more substantial.
Oh, well, have some gourd plates.
Yes, well, I hadn't thought of that.
When is this performance of this mummer's play?
Next Wednesday, my lord.
Ah, then I shall not, unfortunately, be able to be present. You know what next Wednesday is, Newt?
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. Founders Day at your old school, yes.
Oh. You remember last year?
No, I do it. I do indeed, my lord, yes.
What a disaster.
Naturally dreadful, wasn't it, really?
There's one last about it now, but at the time.
I've never seen you so angry, my lord. Please, may I have the milk?
Yes, Scott, Newt, yeah.
Nothing, my lord.
Still, in the 3 years that you've been my chaplain, Newt, it is the only serious disagreement we've had.
Well, so it is, my lord. I think we may congratulate ourselves that no vestige of bad feeling remains.
It shows a proper spirit, Newt.
Ah.
All the same, don't let it happen again.
Let what happen?
Let me go off without my sermon, really.
Well, I put in your hand just as you went out of the door.
Then why didn't I have it when I arrived?
Well, I remember so vividly, my lord. You came downstairs, and I handed you your hat, your sermon, and your robe case, and opened the door for you. Would you pass the case?
And when I arrived, I had the hat and the robe case, but no sermon. Now, what was that?
I said, would you pass the case, please?
But you haven't eaten your cornflakes yet.
Well, I can't. There isn't any milk.
Oh. Look. Now, Newt, fancy having to do 20 minutes community hymn singing with the entire school, not to mention 700 old boys and a host of parents, all because of your incompetence.
I was not incompetent, my lord. And I thought we'd agree not to discuss any more.
Exactly. Now, do eat your breakfast.
But there isn't any. There's no kedgeree, no sausages, no milk, and you've just taken the last piece of toast.
Well, you said you didn't want the toast. I'll tell you what, I'll show you my new hat. Ah, there, look at that.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Yes. I'll just put it on for you. There. What do you think?
Oh, what a pity. What do you mean? Well, that you wear it so rarely, my lord. You look, my lord, if I may say so, every inch a bishop.
Oh, thank you. Heck. All the same, I didn't feel every inch a bishop last year. Standing up there with no sermon, singing from Greenland's icy mountains.
I wonder what became of that sermon. It's never been seen since.
Oh, that's the worst part of it. I thought I'd at least be able to use it this year. Now I suppose I've got to sit down and write a new one.
Oh, must be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you always have such difficulty.
Difficulty? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it always takes you a fortnight at least to choose a text.
Me? What rubbish. It'll take me 5 minutes to choose a text. And in this case, I already have.
Oh, you've already chosen one.
Well, I wouldn't say I've actually chosen one, exactly.
Yes.
But I have several at my fingertips. I might preach on... possibly, as a matter of fact, I... Well, then again, I mean... Oh, well, I can't sit here all day talking. You guys must get to work.
Who are you going immediately?
Yes, why?
Well, nothing at all. It's just that there's half a piece of toast on your face.
Oh, so there is.
Do you want it?
Well, not really.
Oh, then I wonder if I...
But I better have it, Duke. One can't work on an empty stomach. There we are. Ah, that's finished. Luke!
Ah, here's the port.
Ah, there you are. Oh, my lord.
You don't mean you finished it already, eh?
Finished? I haven't even started. This is the laundry list. And tell them I need those collars. Oh, I can't think of anything to write about.
Well, can't you give me some memory of your own school days, my lord, and some form of fun?
What, with my old headmaster in the front pew?
Is he still alive?
Really, Luke, I'm not Methuselah.
No, I'm quite right.
I know exactly what involves. Yes, Dr. Pragnell is very much alive, with his eyes piercing as ever and his memory undimmed by time. Oh, it hurts me to say, Luke. My school career was not exactly studied with trials.
No, my lord.
No, I was a late developer. Any mention of my school days would inevitably recall to his mind my last term there during the exam. He found the geography notes in the lining of my straw hat.
You mean you crimp, my lord?
Crimp? Gracious, no. I still say that I put them there without realizing.
Oh, I see.
I used to keep all sorts of things in my straw hat. My foreign stamps, for instance. Oh, only the swaps, of course. And then there was that toffee, what they call it, blackjack. And the coloured postcard of Anna May Wong. My penknife. I remember all sorts of funny things.
Must have been a very large hat.
It was, Luke. They said I'd grow into it. I kept my pocket money in there, too. Well, you had to in that place. You don't leave anything lying around.
All right, my lord. You don't have to explain
to me. I did not crib. That is the point.
Of course not, my lord. I believe you.
Anyway, now you can see why I find it very difficult to write this sermon with the thought of Dr. Pragnell sitting there.
Oh, yes, me, my lord. Why, may I go into one of mine? I have a very nice sermon on brotherly love.
Brotherly love?
Yes, let brotherly love continue. Hebrews chapter 13. Not a funeral for a boy's school, don't you think?
Not unless it's changed since my day. When I was there, it hadn't even begun. Anyway, I didn't I hear you preach that at the Wolf Cub service of witness?
Oh, yes, my lord. Thank you, remember.
How could I forget? 1 hour and 40 minutes, 59 seconds of brotherly love. And a stone-cold lunch at the end of it. Get out, Bishop. Potter's book, texts for all occasions. Not that I don't know it by heart, but it might shed some light.
Oh, I believe the dean has it. Shall I telephone him, my lord?
Today's proving is sufficiently trying without my having to talk to the dean. You telephone him. Oh, no, I'll go. You telephone the dean and ask him if he's seen Bishop Potter. Good
morning, Bishop.
I hope I'm not disturbing you. I'm on a paper chase.
Oh. Really, Henry, you do get yourself involved in the most extraordinary things.
No, not literally. No. I no longer have the wind. No, I'm chasing paper. You see, I'm making this helmet for Luke to wear in the Mummer's play. I'm making it in papier-mâché.
Oh, I begin to follow you, Henry.
Trouble is, I've exhausted the church times, and I'm down to my last hymn sheet.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I just found a few old notices on the cathedral notice board. You know, I'm really stumped. Do you have any old paper to spare? Newspapers, circulars, old Christmas?
Oh, I'm sure we have, Henry. Come on in.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, Newt.
My Lord, the Dean says he hasn't seen Bishop Potter for some time.
I should hope not. He's been dead 10 years. I say, do you want this rubbish on the desk?
Who would ask this morning's mail, Archdeacon?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't want it that, do you?
What?
That old hat.
What old hat?
On the table. It'll just do for the base of this helmet.
My dear Henry, that is my old top hat. 18 years I walked beneath it through fate, function, and Lambeth Conference. Now, it is to be retired, but honorably, Henry, with honor. Please put it back on the fifth.
Oh, of course, Bishop. I do beg your pardon. My eyes aren't what they were.
Anyway, it's the most unpromising shape for a Turk's helmet. Newt's got his breastplate ready.
Does it fit?
Would you like to see it, Archdeacon?
Oh, rather.
Well, I'll go and slip it on.
Ah, well, Henry, have a glass of sherry.
Thank you, Bishop.
Tell me, Henry, is that your only reason for coming here?
Eh?
The paper for your helmet?
Oh, yes, the paper. You've no idea what a quantity I can get through. Cheers.
I can imagine, Henry.
There's some old service sheets over there. Help yourself.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Most kind. Got any more paper?
I suppose you'd better have this.
What's this?
My sermon for Founders Day at my old school.
Rather short, isn't it?
Oh, don't, Henry, don't.
And for having trouble?
Great trouble.
May surprise you, but I never wanted to be a Bishop, Henry.
No, no one ever did.
All I ever wanted was a country parish with a little church. Norman, preferably. I love Norman churches.
Oh, so do I.
The nice little congregation. Long summer afternoons visiting the farms on my bicycle in parish meeting. Known to them, and dare I say, loved by them all. A few eggs, vicar, straight from the hen. Just a loaf of bread, vicar, just baked it myself. And the highest spot of the week, matins on Sunday. The women in their bonnets, followed by luncheons, choir. And then on Monday afternoon, perhaps a little fishing with a trout in a crystal stream.
Oh, my word, yes.
That's all I asked. And when the Prime Minister's letter arrived, I saw it fade forever from my sight.
Oh, Bishop.
But over the years, I've come to see that there is one slight compensation for the burden of high office.
Oh, definitely.
You know what it is, Henry?
Rather, 3,000 a year.
Sermon. Not having to sit down like a parish clergyman and write a new sermon each week. Oh, I'll admit it, Henry. Luke, of course, doesn't realize it, but I'm no good at sermons.
Oh, come.
No, Henry, you know it. I know it. And I'm afraid Dr. Fragnall knows it. Take this Founders Day sermon I've got to write. I simply haven't got an idea.
Oh, what was last year's like? The one that got away.
That's what makes me so livid, Henry. It was brilliant. I was absolutely fire. The words just flowed onto the paper. The argument was profound, yet lucid. The moral deep, but not obscure. Though I say it myself, Henry, it was an intellectual feast.
How did you do it?
Well, I've no idea, actually. I had a boil on my knee at the time. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Oh, what was it about?
The meaning of the book of Daniel.
Ah, yes. I've always wanted to know the meaning of the book of Daniel.
Oh, here we are, Archdeacon. I've put on my breastplate.
Dear Luke, you may have put on your breastplate, but was it necessary to take off your trousers at the same time?
I want to see some feet.
Well, it looks very incomplete.
Oh, you mean the little scarf, my lord? But, you see, Canon Haywood's wife had it made specially for me. Doesn't it look sufficiently Turkish, my lord?
Well, it's full of Eastern promise.
Oh. Quite ridiculous. Can't you lengthen it?
Well, I don't think so, my lord. I mean, I don't think it's enough material.
Let's see. You have a look at the back, Bishop, and I'll see if anything can be done with the front.
Oh, Spike, stand on the chair.
Oh, yes, my lord. Yes.
May I inquire what is going on?
This is a fitting, Dean.
It appears far from fitting.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, my lord. Good morning.
Archdeacon.
Good morning, Dean.
Well, Dean, how are you?
Weary, my lord, weary. I have spent the whole morning toiling at my typewriter.
Whatever for?
Believe it or not, some vandal has torn all the notices off the cathedral notice board.
Dean, who would do a thing like that? I can't think. Can you, Henry?
No, Bishop. Not possible.
It has made a great deal of unnecessary work.
You mean you had to type them all out again?
Everyone. I've just put them up.
Well, I must be off.
Must you?
I'm afraid I must, yes. Oh, yes, the writing's on the wall, you know.
Well, Dean, what can I do for you?
I gather you are having some difficulty in preparing your sermon for next Wednesday.
Oh, I wouldn't say difficulty exactly.
A slight check
in the inspirational flow, nothing more.
I hear that last year was a fiasco, too.
Oh, who told you? Or rather, what a vile calumny.
Dr. Pragnell's son is married to my wife's second cousin.
Oh, well, they say like calls to like. Clearly, my dear Dean, I fail to see what all this has got to do with you. The school is not in the cathedral precinct.
Yes, that is true, but in the interest of the cathedral, it is my duty as dean to protect my bishop's reputation.
My reputation will be in no danger next Wednesday, Dean, of that I can assure you.
In that case, the real purpose of my errand appears to be unnecessary. I came to bring you this.
What is it? The Verger's Petty Cash Book?
It is a little work that I published, some years ago now, entitled The Pulpit, A Challenge and How to Rise to It, with which you may not be familiar.
You are correct. I am not.
Many people have told me that they have found it not unhelpful.
Have they?
Indeed, I hear that it has even been seen at Lambeth. And as I happen to have a spare copy by me...
What do you mean? You brought it over specially for me?
I thought it might prove a very present help in trouble. You will see that it describes the whole process of sermon writing in the simplest terms. Indeed, Appendix B consists of an entire specimen sermon.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. This is so very...
Unexpected?
Unexpected. Let's say general.
You will see in the book that the price is clearly marked in the flyleaf.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it was not one of those presented to me by the publishers, so I cannot make any reduction.
No, of course not.
However, the price is not excessive.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's not. Well, it's only 30 shillings!
One critic particularly remarks on the modesty of the price.
Critics get free copies.
If you would care to...
I'm afraid I've only got...
I haven't changed.
Oh, no, I have it. 30 pieces of silver. I mean, 30 shillings.
Ah, thank you. I hope it will bring forth fruit in due season. I shall, of course, inform Dr. Pragnell of my action.
But is he familiar with the text?
Indeed, yes, he admires it greatly. I am convinced that the knowledge that you have a copy will help to set his mind at rest. I only wish that I could... A meeting of the Finance Committee precludes that possibility. Good morning to you, my lord.
Good morning.
Oh, my lord, isn't that kind? Isn't that truly generous? Isn't that a wonderful example of Christian charity at its very best? What do you think?
Do you really want to know what I think?
Remember, the race is not always to the swift.
To the swift?
Yes. But of course it is. The one who goes fastest gets there first. Oh, really stupid.
So I thought it was a my lord, but may I empty the waste paper basket?
Oh, of course.
Thank you, my lord. Honey, it's very full, isn't it?
Not as full as it is now, Newt.
Oh, well, thank you, my lord. Thank you. Oh, excuse me, lord. There's someone at the front door.
Evening, Newt. Got any waste paper?
Yes, Archdeacon. Now we are.
Oh, splendid. But Mama just opened my kit bag. Oh, there. Any more?
Tomorrow, the same time.
Oh, right. Right. Thank you. Turn to fire. Chapter 20. Verse 8. There you will find... No, no, you don't. Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'd better have my lunch in here on a tray.
So how's it going, my lord?
Well, I do believe... Newt, I'm beginning to see a gleam at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, congratulations, my lord. I'll just empty this waste paper basket. Oh, good evening, Archdeacon. How's the waste paper basket?
Evening, Newt. Hello. Not so good.
No, I'm afraid it's dropping off a bit now.
Has there been a breakthrough?
Yes, I think so. Isn't it splendid?
Not for me. I need a bit more to finish the earpieces on the helmet.
No, no. Who came, my lord? Come on, Archdeacon. Yes, my lord.
What is it, Bishop?
Listen. And so let us say again with Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning.
Oh, my lord, you've done it.
Yes, Newt, I've done it. Ah, it hasn't perhaps got the originality of my thoughts on Daniel, but I think it'll do.
Oh, how do you feel?
Feel, Newt, why like Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19.
Proverbs 13, 19?
Yes. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. This calls for a celebration.
Oh, yes, Archdeacon. What a splendid idea.
Henry, dear old friend, you could always be relied on. Newt, get some glasses. Oh, good morning, Newt.
Good morning, my lord.
Well, the moment has arrived.
It certainly has.
I must admit, you know, there were moments during the past week when I wondered if it ever would.
Well, sure, you didn't actually doubt it, did you, my lord?
I confess it, Newt. But last night when I put those finishing words, now let us say again with Ecclesiastes, I felt a deep calm pervade my spirit. All same, I wish the Archdeacon hadn't persuaded me to have that last glass of whiskey.
Oh, don't, my lord, don't.
Oh, poor old Newt. Now I look at you, you are rather pale.
Well, I feel rather pale.
Yes, well, never mind. At least you revealed to us what a fine voice you possess.
Oh, I didn't sing, did I?
12 choruses of old Ruddier than a Cherry. Have you got my things?
Oh, yes, my lord. This year, nothing can possibly go wrong this end, I do assure you.
Have you got my new hat?
Yes, my lord, here it is.
My rope case?
Yes, and I've taken everything in it twice.
Quite like last year, isn't it? The sermon?
Now, my lord, no, please don't tease me.
You really do, John. Finish today. Candy obviously agrees with you. Come on now, where is it?
Oh, now, my lord, I do think you'll be unkind after last year.
My dear, no, please give it to me. There's a good fellow.
But, my lord, I haven't got it.
What do you mean?
Well, you said leave it on the desk until the morning.
Well, I know I did.
But it isn't there now.
But it must be.
Well, it isn't, my lord. I looked. Your desk is clear.
You can't have looked. Perhaps Candy doesn't agree with you after all. Oh, that one is a car. Oh, that is you, Henry.
Morning, Bishop. Morning. How do you feel?
Oh, fine, Henry. And you?
Tremendous. Though I rather wish you hadn't persuaded me to have that last glass of whiskey.
I persuade you?
Morning, Newt. Oh, ruddier than the cherry.
Oh, don't ask, Dignette. That's hardly kind.
What's that thing in your hand, Henry?
This, Bishop? This is Newt's papier-mâché helmet. I went home after our little celebration last night and finished it.
Finished it?
First.
Oh, thank you very much, Archdeacon. Oh, look at this. Oh, Archdeacon, you have made it well.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Henry, that's not a bad effort.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Oh, how funny. You know, you can still read some of the writing inside.
When it's been painted, that'll soon cover it up.
Oh, listen, sir. On no account must notices be removed from the living room. Where'd you get that from, Archdeacon?
Well, I'm not sure.
No, I can't for the life of me think, eh, Henry, old friend?
Well, there's more here on the earpieces. And so say again with Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 8, Better is the end of a thing than its beginning.
That sounds familiar.
Yes, doesn't it? My lord, isn't that what? Henry! My sermon! Oh, no, give it here.
Archdeacon.
Oh, what's up?
Yes, it's here. It's all here in this wretched helmet. Henry, you papier-mâché'd my sermon.
Oh, horror. You'll have to sing hymns again.
Oh, Henry, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me.
Psalm 41.
Verse 9. Still, it's made a very good helmet.
Oh, really? What can I do?
May I take a suggestion?
No, Luke, you may not. Why doesn't someone think of something?
Well, yeah, my lord. Brotherly love.
Luke, what are you talking about? And may I ask why you're waving several hundred pages of closely written foolscap in my face?
It's my sermon on brotherly love, my lord. Take it.
But I'll do no such thing.
It's either that or a hymn, Bishop.
There you are, my lord.
Oh, well, I suppose beggars can't be choosers. Oh, really? 1 hour, 40 minutes, and 59 seconds? Standing up there in front of Dr. Pragnell? Oh, come on. Give me things.
Right you are, my lord. Here's your new hat.
Oh, and to think I was looking forward to wearing this.
Your sermon?
My sermon.
And your well case?
Right. I'll be back about 7. Luke.
Very good, my lord. Let me open the door for you.
Bishop!
Something tells me I should be in no mood for festivities.
Hard name, my lord.
Bishop!
So I will say goodbye to you, Luke.
Never woman wait your sermon.
Really, you, Henry, you should be best able to answer that.
I mean brotherly love. The one Luke's just given you.
Well, he did not. Luke, you're doing it again.
Do you want my lord?
Let me go without my sermon.
I've just given it to you.
You haven't.
But you have. I put it in your hand, my lord.
Then where is it?
In your hat. I saw you stuff it in the lining of your hat just a moment ago.
In my hat? Well, bless my soul, so it is. Look, but I didn't bust that.
Yes, you did. I saw you when you picked up your case.
Then I must have done it without realizing.
Oh, my lord, it's like the geography notes in your school exams. It's a subconscious action. You don't know you do it.
Yes! This proves it. I'm a compulsive putter of things in hats. Oh, vindicated after 40 years. Well, nearly 40 years. Oh, I suddenly look forward to seeing Dr. Pragnell.
Just a moment, everyone. Just one moment here. I've had a thought.
What's that?
I think I know where I can find the answer to a very old problem of mine. The meaning of the Book of Daniel.
Hey, Grim, what on earth are you going into the study for? Look, what's he talking about? That sermon disappeared a year ago in this very hall. I gave it to you.
No, my lord. No, I gave it you. You must have put it somewhere and...
Great Scott! I think old Henry's onto something. Quick, come on, Luke.
Here, Bishop, here. In your old hat. Unless I'm very much mistaken, is your missing sermon.
Oh, Henry, you clever old archdeacon. Yes, look, a Daniel come to judgment.
Oh, dear old. What can I say at this moment except to make me a very happy bishop?
Well, there's one other thing you could say, Bishop.
What's that, Henry?
Have a glass of sherry.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, the Reverend Newt, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, the Postman, Frank Abbott. The Bishop Writes a Sermon was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Atch. The program was produced by David Hatch.